huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, I believe there's a key set of three skills. You could call them a triad, a triangle of skills required to be successful, definitely in business, certainly in your personal life, and probably in most areas of your life. And there's the missing piece, which I think sits in the middle, that most people don't get or aren't in control of. So if you imagine a triangle, now a triangle is one of the most strong, the strongest structures that there can be. So on the tip of each triangle, you have technical, you have strategic, and then you have relationships. So if you visualize that triangle, technical, strategic, relationships at each point of the triangle. And then in the middle, the epicenter, there's the missing piece that most people miss that I'll share with you. Technical skills are required to be great at your art, your craft. You know, whether you're a sports person or a lawyer, doctor, dentist, an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs, we're sometimes generalists and we're not that technically good at anything. We're often a generalist and kind of okay at everything, but that can be a problem. So, you know, are you technically great at something or one thing? Now, I believe you are, and I believe if you want to build a sustainable business and income and have success in your life, you need to be technically good at one thing. Not everything, because you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And then you have the strategic point, and the strategic is the vision. What can it become? How big could it be? You know, Bill Gates was a personal computer in everybody's home. Mine is to help teach the globe, everyone on the planet, financial education, and hopefully give them tools and knowledge to be financially free. What's the grand vision? Can you create the master plan? And then can you set about all the resources you need to get you there? And then the other part of the triangle is the relationships. And that's goodwill in people and partners and staff and customers and, you know, friendships, relationships, the trust that you've built in of people who are close to you and people who you could hopefully leverage. For example, you create this vision, which is one of the points of the triad, and then you need outsourcers, staff, you know, you need people to implement the processes, the systems, the tasks, the operations for you to forge forward towards this vision. So the great thing about the modern entrepreneur, which I've talked about on another podcast and live feed episode, is that you can leverage out some of these. Now, I don't believe you can leverage out all of these necessarily. If you're a great technician, if you're the best lawyer in the world, you might need, you know, a great CEO or chairman or mentor who's had a great lawyer's firm before. If you think of Suits, the TV show, where you've got Harvey, you know, he was the best lawyer on the planet and he knew it. But then you had Jessica, who ran the firm. And she's not doing as much law practice and cases as him, but she's running the firm and she's doing different tasks. So if you are a great technician, you might not also be, you know, great at the strategy. And so you might want to align with someone, partner with someone, outsource, leverage someone And then vice versa, if you're a great strategist. Someone said, asked me recently, what am I good at? And I said, I'm good at being a generalist. I am not really good at any one thing. I can kind of do a lot of things okay or pretty well and some not good. So I would definitely fit more in the strategic. I'm good at creating the plan. I'm good at creating a 5, 10, 20, 50 year vision. I'm great at coming up with loads of ideas. I've been coming up with so many ideas the last week, I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm too full of ideas. You know, so much so that I just want to actually start implementing a lot of them. I don't know if you can relate to that. That's often the curse of the entrepreneur. So we need to find the technicians, don't we? The people, you know, the best in the business, you know, the best techies, the best coders, the best salespeople, the best marketers. And then, of course, the final part of that triad, which makes the structure secure, is the relationship. So if you've got great relationships with the technicians, if you've got great relationships with customers, clients, lawyers, followers and fans, then you can outsource and leverage a lot of this. And ultimately, your ability to sell, whether it's a product, a service or a vision, is the relationships you have, the trust, the lack of friction, the ease in which to deal with you, how you make people feel. All right. So there you go. You've got the triad there. Now, the missing piece right in the middle. And you know what? I struggled with this for 7 or 8 years. Most people don't teach you this. So you want to kind of definitely take heed, take some notes. I'm going to be doing more information on this. And it's emotional mastery. So you could be great with relationships when you've had your coffee, when you're feeling good, you know, when you're in your hour of power, when you've done your workout. But when you're tired, demotivated, you know, when you're a bit inside yourself, or if you're an introvert, or if you're not, if you're storing in pain and difficulty, then one big flip out publicly and you could ruin all the relationships that you've created. You could be a pretty decent technician, but you haven't got the emotional mastery to have discipline, to keep going, to iterate, to tweak, to keep improving, you know, to learn for many years to master your art. You could be a great strategist, but you may not be able to handle your emotions such that, you know, you might be a bit of an bit too authoritative or a bit too militant in the way that you lead, or you might criticize people, or you might get angry with people when they don't deliver your vision or they don't live up to your expectations, because normally people do not live up to your expectations because they're your expectations. So how you manage your fear, your guilt, your doubt, your worry, you know, how you manage how you control your anger, your jealousy, your desire for revenge, you know, or, you know, the feelings you get when you get imitated or where you feel you get screwed over or where you lose or where you get rejected. All of these emotions blurted out just in the wrong place at the wrong time can totally undermine everything you've built. So a couple of top tips on that is make sure you have catharsis of letting out what you feel you store inside. So have great counsel, have people you trust that you can talk to that won't judge you. You know, you have a coach, have a mentor, you know, or in America, have a therapist. But, you know, if you're starting to feel it build up, you need to let it out. And what I used to do for years and years and years is why I had anger management problems. I wasn't an angry person. But I'd store everything in, you know, rejection or people making me feel shame or me feeling shame. And it built up and it built up and it built up and it built up and it built up. And then it'd be like, ah! And, you know, and thank goodness I wasn't doing live feeds and podcasts and all the social media back then. Because if I would, one episode probably would have ruined everything. And of course, you know, that's no good for your health, your wealth, your well-being. So that's one tip for your managing your emotions. Another one is to look from the other person's point of view. You know, isn't it true that we all hear a story and we often jump to conclusions, or we see it as we see it rather than as it is or how they see it? And so many times I've had people communicate with me telling me X, Y, Z about a scenario. And when I've taken time to ask other people and ask the other person that they're talking about or get the full picture, there's normally a balanced equation and there's some truth in all sides, usually. So the fact that I didn't react, if someone trolls me or criticizes me publicly, and, you know, I didn't used to react as well to that 5 or 10 years ago. But generally now, if I just wait, my fans and followers will come and support me and I won't need to. Or generally, if I care for them and ask them if they're okay, because normally if people have a bit of a moan, then they're having troubles in their own life. And if you just ask them if they're okay and you check in and you care for them, then usually you find out what it is and usually you can turn them around. Often it's just holding a breath. And, you know, taking 10 or 20 seconds, because then the real strong emotion will subside. So that's the triad: the technical, the strategic, the relationship, and then the bit in the middle is the emotions. Now, if you master all of those, you've got to master your own emotions. And I'd say most leaders and people who are that have the biggest followings, fan bases, you know, the biggest business owners, the visionaries, the Steve Jobs, the Elon Musks of the world, they're usually in the strategy part of the triad. Now, often they had a lot of technical knowledge. You know, Steve Jobs obviously had good technical knowledge up until he was sort of 2021, but then he handed over design and he handed over the coding. He had Steve Wozniak for all of the techie stuff. He had Johnny Ive for the design. So there probably comes a point when you're a great technician where then you kind of need to let other people be the technicians and you start embracing. Mark Zuckerberg, exactly the same thing. I mean, he's not there hacking all day and night in his university dorm room like he used to. Now, of course, he's building up charity foundations and he's doing keynote speeches and, you know, he's a leader and he's involved with many other leaders. So you may start with technical. When you move to strategic, then you're going to grow your business, you're going to grow your vision, you're going to have a greater cause and mission. And then, of course, the relationship part is attracting people to that vision. So this is why they're all linked. If you haven't got the technical, you can't deliver. If you haven't got the vision, you've got nowhere to go. If you haven't got the relationships, you haven't got the resources and the people and the processes and the support to get you there. But then it can all be ruined if you have a flip out every now and again, which we have. All right, great. So thanks for tuning in. I've got plenty more videos to do today. I'm a bit of a video day. I'm upping my game on Instagram. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is kind of less business focused and more just sort of, you know, get out your own way and get shit done, and a bit more kind of what you might call motivational based in my British, not American way. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, I think it's probably Rob More Progressive, or you can search for me on Instagram, you'll find me. So I've got to go and do some Instagram videos. I've got an agent who keeps telling me I've got to up my Instagram game. So I'm going to up my Instagram game. What are you going to up today? So post below or come and share in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. If you listen on the audio version, what are you going to up in your game today? Let's hold each other accountable. Let's go and do it. G-O-Y-A and J-F-D-I. And if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Have a great day.